This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
So, welcome to Dilemmas with Jess Ellis, and today my guest is Sophie Pawley.
Hello!
Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
I've not seen you for ages.
I know, it's been forever.
So, we know each other because we were in Hollyoaks together.
We were.
Actually, the first time that I ever met you, you had to do something really awkward in front of me.
Oh, God, yes.
And I wasn't the friendliest, actually, but in the show, my boyfriend, and you get very territorial, even though they're not... even though they're not your real partner in real life, once you've been with someone on the show for a bit, you get a bit weird. It's so weird. But Sophie, one of her first things that she had to do, it was supposed to be like a dream sequence, but we had to just sit in the room while she snogged... Fab, who was my love interest. Who played Ziggy on the show. And she just, that's all she had to do. We didn't really know, she just had to snog him. And I was a bit like, who's this?
Yeah, to add context to that as well, I'd never done an on-screen kiss. I'd only ever done it in classes. I'd never done it like,
oh
like
my God.
Professionally.
And was that one of your first scenes?
It was early on. It was the first time I'd ever met Fab.
Oh my God.
And we had no dialogue. It was just literally, can you walk in and snog each other?
Me.
And he's shorter than me. So I was already a bit like feeling a bit like gangly, having to like lean down. And oh, it was so awkward. Yeah, and you and I think Kieran were sitting in the corner, just staring at me whilst
we were being awful. We could have made the situation so much better. And also, I had to find you in a shower.
You did, yes.
Because I was just thinking, I didn't have much to do with your character, but I did.
Yeah,
like,
the
Ziggy
start.
Cheated on you with me. No,
on you with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Oh God, so complicated. So you were in Hollyoaks.
I was. You were in Hollyoaks,
and I was in Hollyoaks. Oh my God. And now I'm dead. You're not dead though, are you?
No, I'm traveling the world with Amanda's character, Holly. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Amanda's been on this. Yeah. So you two are traveling.
Yes.
Thanks for taking time out of your travels to come and do this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what did you do before? You did a lot of modelling.
Yes, I was. I was a full-time model before and taking acting classes in my evenings and weekends.
Yeah.
And I'd been auditioning for quite a long time and I'd been to the States and stuff. But yeah, so Hollyoaks was kind of my first big role.
Yeah. And do you miss it?
I do. It's such a strange one. I mean, you know, everyone there works so... Can we swear on here?
Yeah, of course you can.
Everyone works
You are
so
not on Channel 4
hard.
At 6:30 anymore.
But yeah, it's like, you know, like the hours are long and blah, blah, blah. But it's, you know, the people there are amazing. And it's nice having somewhere to go every day. But also... I get really restless.
Yeah.
So I'd never had a job before that was so consistent every day and had to go to the same place. It was such a culture shock for me.
Yeah, because I guess with your modelling jobs, it was like different locations, different places.
Yeah, meeting new crews every day.
Yeah.
So for me, like going the same place every day, there were so many great things about it, having a bit of stability. But then also, like, I've just got such wanderlust. I need to move all the time. Like, during my whole adult years, I've moved house, like, once a year.
Oh, my God, I hate moving house.
I know some people hate it, but I can't help it.
I do like the excitement of it, though. Like, this is the longest house I've lived in, actually. Because before that, I was always moving around in London.
Yeah, how long have
stuff.
You been here for?
I've been here for 6 years now.
Jesus.
It was 6 years in October. But that, yeah, I think that's the longest, because when I was in London, I lived in quite a few different places. But it's just the thought, like, look at the state of this house, the thought of packing it up just fills me with anxiety.
Yeah.
But also, you've still got a connection to Hollyoaks because your boyfriend's in Hollyoaks.
He is, yes.
Yeah, Adam.
Yes.
So I guess, like, I mean, my boyfriend's not in Hollyoaks, but some of my friends are still there, and some your friends, so you still have that kind of... You still meet up with them, and once you speak to them and everything, you realise actually like nothing's changed.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just the same. You're like, oh God, I wonder how... Oh no, it's exactly the same.
Yeah, completely. People always ask me, like, my mum watches Hollyoaks still, like, she's still a big fan of it, and she's always asking me about the storylines, and I'm like,
I don't know,
because...
Even when I was on it, people would ask me, and I'm like, if it's not my storyline, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, we wouldn't really come home and chat Hollyoaks.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If we went out, we wouldn't really talk work. So Adam comes home, and, like, I have no idea what's happening with his character.
Really?
No, we just don't talk shop.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah, so...
like, who have you been snogging today?
Yeah, I'm like... So, how was kissing Anna today?
So, you've listened to this podcast before.
I have, yes.
Do you know what's coming?
I do, and I've never tried these.
And they are suitable for vegetarians.
Oh, excellent, excellent news.
I've bought a fresh packet.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that they're going to be extra bad.
Right.
So we have kind of, like, we were coming to the end of them, and I kept saying, oh, I need to get them, I need to get them, because when you get them, they're like, I don't know. It's something about the packaging that must, like, keep them fresh.
Do you hate me? Is this why you've got these for me? You're like, you snogged my on-screen boyfriend. Have the disgusting ones.
You could...
Ooh. Oh, no, that wasn't a good reaction.
You could, though, get a good one anyway. So okay. It doesn't matter. So the rules are that you can't have a blue one.
Okay.
Because someone invented that the blue one is, like, raspberry or blueberry or toothpaste, which is so rubbish, because the others are, like... watermelon or snot, cola or cat food, caramel or snail, strawberry or fresh blood, or lemon and rotten cheese.
Oh.
So the toothpaste one, I'm like, I don't get that one. Also, brought in by Nadine, that if it is bad, you have to swallow.
Right, okay. There's no spitting, is that
there's
right?
No spitting. Right, okay. Just swallowing here, Sophie.
Okay.
So I'll pick one. Oh my God, I am actually shitting myself.
I'm getting
fresh.
A bit sweaty armpits, I'm not going to lie.
Because people think we exaggerate. Ben thought I was exaggerating until he tried it himself. So you pick a colour, and after three, we'll go for it.
Oh my God. I'm going to go with the yellow. So what are these going to be?
The yellow is lemon or rotten cheese.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three.
Lemon.
Yeah, mine's fat. Yeah. It tastes a bit weird, but it's not bad.
It's delicious.
We have to go again. Right, I'll go for red.
It's really hard to swallow.
Right, so I've gone for strawberry or fresh blood.
Okay. What's that one?
Colour or cat food.
Okay.
Go. Nice.
Cola.
Oh! So what we'll do is leave that till the end of the podcast. And if we do it again, and we both... get nice ones.
I was sending positive vibes to the bowl. That's what it was.
I can't believe that we just got that from new ones. Hilarious. So are you ready for some dilemmas?
I am indeed.
So I haven't seen these before.
Okay.
These are sent into our inbox. If anyone has got a dilemma, send them to our socials at Dilemmas Jess on Twitter and Instagram. So I've been sent these now, so these are fresh to my eyes as well.
Okay.
Sometimes people put their names, sometimes they don't. I quite like it when they don't because it means they're a bit more juicy. or they still could be juicy, you just don't give a fuck. So we've got Jenny, 26, from Scunthorpe. Hi, Jess. I've always wanted my boobs done because I think it will really help my confidence, but I've never had the money to do it. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 months and he's offered to pay for me to get them done for Christmas.
What?
Is it too soon to be getting a present like that from him, or should I just accept the offer?
Oh,
that's like kind of weird on a few levels.
Yeah, it gives me a couple of feelings that does, and I'm not sure they're good ones. Like, firstly, on the boob job situation, I used to always be like, no, what's the point? You can wear a push-up bra and then you can get rid of them if you don't want them. But then if you get them, they're always there. But then I think I've kind of tweaked my thinking. And I think if you've thought about it for a really long time and it's going to make you happy, then do it.
I'm definitely on your side with that. I think when I was younger, I used to be like, oh, no, it's just... Or like, but you can't... Like, I'm someone that's always had boobs.
Yeah.
So how can, like... I don't know how much that affects your confidence, but I know people that it has done, and who am I to say, like...
Yeah, and I have a friend who, like, I would say, who isn't the type to get a boob job. Not that there's a type, but, like, she just, like, that's something I wouldn't have ever thought she'd have cared about. But it turns out that her boobs were quite lopsided.
Yeah.
So... For her, the surgeon was like, I can't believe you've waited this long because it completely changed how she felt her body.
Yeah.
So if it's going to boost your confidence, absolutely. But the point of this one, having a guy pay for it after 4 months, I feel like you were getting into a bit of control issues.
Yes.
Here.
If like, it's hard, isn't it? Because it could be seen as a nice gesture, but like you say, then that's held up. Like, what's he going to do when he splits up with you? Take them out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, and also just that fact of, like, I feel like that could be a thrown back in your face thing. Like,
absolutely.
If you do, and because 4 months is a very short time.
And you're still in that bit where everything's amazing.
Yeah,
you know, wait another 2 months, it'll turn to shit.
What? But also, I wouldn't want that hanging over my head to think, I actually don't really like him that much anymore, or I don't want to be with him. Oh, but he did pay like a couple of grand for my boobs.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No,
there's enough reasons that people do that. Oh, I can't split with someone because it's my grandma's birthday. Or, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Let alone like a couple of grand hanging over your head.
Yeah, that's a no for me. That's...
I would say, like, I mean, I'm if there's something that you're really serious about and it's not something that you have the money for, that there are like payment plans now, like yes. having a car.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
That make it affordable for people if it's affecting you that much, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I think that do anything to avoid having a guy pay for them.
Absolutely. Like if it's your mum or your dad or something like someone like that saying, we'll lend you some money to get yeah. it done. I know it's really affecting you and upsetting you, but no, not a boyfriend.
Yeah, no. It gives me the willies.
Like Merry Christmas. Like, is he going to be saying like, oh, do you want to see what I got for Christmas? Go on. Show him.
Oh,
do
you God. Mean, yeah.
Is he going to wrap them up? Like,
I mean, you could put a nice bow around them, but no, don't do that.
Yeah. I think that's, I mean,
I don't know your financial situation, but as Jess said, there's definitely going to be payment plans, or it's one of those things. If you can't afford it right now, save. Yeah. Yeah. It's a quick and easy fix to let the boy do it, but no.
No. Like, also, like, I'd even be saying that if you were saying that you were together for a couple of years, let alone 4 months.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's something about your, so personal in your body. And also, like, I don't know, like, if you did split up, it might be like a weird trigger as well. Like, every time you look at your boobs, you think of that person.
Yeah, that's very true.
And you don't want that for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And also, future boyfriends don't want to be like, oh, look at what I'm touching that someone else paid for.
I mean, I don't think boys think that deep.
Yeah, this is very true. That a girl would definitely feel like yeah. that. If it was the yeah. other way around, a girl would be like, sorry, I just can't touch them.
I think boys
I know
just,
that your ex paid
yeah.
for them.
Yeah.
But you're true.
Boys would be like, titties.
Okay, so this is a twin sister, 20, Buckinghamshire. I thought I was going to say that wrong. I can never say it right, but I didn't. Buckinghamshire. Hi, Jess. Me and my sister have always had different political views. Very topical. And it's never been too much of a problem. However, after the general election, she stopped speaking to half of the family because they voted, in her opinion, the wrong way. It was the first time we were able to vote on something because of our age, and I think she got a little carried away with it all. The dilemma is that it's nearly Christmas, and she's talking about not joining us for Christmas Day. How can I tell her she's being a twat without making it worse?
Do you know what? I think that this definitely sounds like an age thing.
Yeah.
Because I remember bit around Brexit, I got so upset about the result. Mm. So I remember waking up at Glastonbury and I'm like hungover.
Daisy
in
at
a
Glastonbury
tent.
As yes. well.
And I woke up hungover and saw the result and just wanted to cry. And then I angry wrote on my Facebook.
I angry wrote on my Facebook.
Yeah. And I wrote something that was just like basic, yeah, calling everyone idiots, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I was like, delete me. And then I never write on Facebook.
Right, no, exactly. And then I had a friend who obviously voted differently to me be like, well, Sophie, I think you're being a bit out of order. And I was like, well, you are all idiots. And I am now really embarrassed about that because everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah.
And I really, really hate this whole, you know, if you don't agree with me, then like I hate this polarization of parties. And I've had the same thing. I've gone home and seen family recently and we vote differently. And now I've just taken a step back and had to be like, it's fine. You vote for your reasons, I vote for mine. And, you know, whatever the country's decided is what they decided. You kind of have to get a little bit less passionate about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think the thing is, if you can keep your cool and you can get your point across to someone, like say you're discussing with a family member or whatever, and they've got a different opinion, you can, I've done it, you can still get that opinion across without getting angry or
yes.
belittling someone.
Yes.
You can say, oh, well, actually, you know, I did think that this because this said this and this said that, and that's what I thought, blah, blah, blah. And I think that if you talk to people like that as well, they're much more likely to listen to you.
Absolutely.
Rather than going, oh, that's like, why would you do that? He's an idiot.
Yeah,
like,
you're an idiot. I'm right.
Yeah.
No one's gonna respond well to that.
And I think that's fine to do that with people that are like-minded, to be like, why the fuck would anyone vote for anyone yeah. like that? It's absolutely ridiculous. But I do think you have to be really careful. And I think you're right with an age thing. Like, I woke up, I watched the exit polls and I woke up and I was very disappointed the other
yeah.
day. And it really upset me. And because I think I'm in an echo chamber full of like-minded people.
Exactly.
So it shocked me more than anything.
It shocks us every time.
Yeah, yeah. Every time I'm like, what?
How did that happen again?
But I think, listen, it's not worth falling out with your family over. At the end of the day, whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
So how should she respond to her sister now?
I think that maybe she should say, don't be a twat. Listen, if it's your sister, it's your twin sister, you can speak to her that, like that. Listen, it's Christmas. I understand you've got your views. Saying what we've said, maybe, like, you know, I understand that, but you have to step back a little bit. People think differently. And also, why not make it a rule at Christmas not to bring up politics?
I think that's a wonderful view. I think that that should actually be a law. Conservatives, get on it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like people having phones at tables or whatever. Like, I've had questions like this before, and it's like, you know, I'm really good friends with this person, but every time we're in the pub and we start talking about, well, don't fucking talk about it then. Yeah. You can talk to them about all the things that you have got in common that you love.
Yeah.
Save your politics for talking to someone else that will listen. That's it.
Yeah, I think, as you said before, there's that you can talk about politics, not at Christmas, and don't ever talk to the family about it because it's just so pointless.
Yeah.
But you can talk to people that don't have the same opinion as you and have a chat and a debate. But I think families are just a no-go because feel families can get dirty.
Yeah,
because you know?
I think the thing, me and Carla was on here once and we had a discussion about it, and I think sometimes there is like it gets misconstrued of like people get a bit angry, oh, you're disagreeing with me, therefore it's aggressive. But actually, like, we should still have debate.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should still be able to debate with people without it getting nasty.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I've learned so much from someone saying something to me and that's changed my opinion. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, the rule is, not around the Christmas table. Don't ruin. It's already done.
Yes.
Don't ruin a Christmas with people. Accept that people have different views. You know, for the continuing years, maybe you could try and gently, subliminally change their mind by showing them certain things. But you can do that in a different way.
Yes, absolutely. But I think to talk to your sister, I think that.
Yeah, you'd be probably better at this because I'm an only child.
Oh, yeah, I'm the youngest of four. I mean, like, sibling shit is a nightmare, I feel, for you. But I think the best thing to do is, like, not to wind her up. I don't know if you're doing that, but I think that if one person in the family, like, I have kind of a different opinion to most of my family.
Yeah.
And I think when I was younger, if they would try and wind me up, then maybe I'd take the bait. Mm. So I think just make sure that the family know as well.
Yeah, say to them as well. Listen.
Yeah, not to wind her up about it, because if her party lost and your guys won, then, you know, be kind to her and just, you know, maybe go around and have a chat with her on her own and agree not to talk politics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be nice. It's
Christmas. That's the rule.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel, and we just wanted to let you know a bit more about us.
Sound Rebel produced this podcast, and we work with all sorts of personalities to help them engage with their current audiences.
We work with actors, football commentators, comedians, personal trainers, radio presenters, hello, influencers, and even world record holders.
So, if you've got an audience but don't have a podcast, get in touch with us.
Oh, and tell us you heard this ad, and we'll produce your first episode for free.
Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk now and take your place in the fastest growing broadcast medium in the world.
Right, back to the episode.
Chloe, 24, West London. Hi, Jess. I've recently moved in with my boyfriend and the concept of recycling is just beyond him.
Oh, this is one for me.
He keeps taking the piss out of me because I'm environmentally conscious and he treats it all as a bit of a joke. It's actually really important to me and I can't believe how much it's getting to me that he won't even try to get on board with it. We've only been together just over 6 months and my mates think it's actually a dumpable offence. Do you?
Oh, well, I hear you. Adam and I have recently moved in together.
Yeah.
And if anyone follows my Instagram, I'm an eco warrior.
Yes, absolutely.
And yeah, and this is something that, yeah, that I've had to do as well. Adam cares about the environment, but just quite not quite as much as me.
Yeah.
But
does he find that annoying?
Okay. Oh,
and do you feel like you're nagging? Because I fucking hate feel like him. You know what I'm asking about? Normal things. I hate feeling like I'm nagging.
Yeah, there's like, he doesn't mind doing recycling, but I've had to try and like tell him what can be recycled and what can't, because I think lots of people just put everything in hoping for the best and like had to rinse stuff. So he kind of rolls his eyes that I make him rinse things out, but he's used to it now. But this sounds so boring, but we didn't have a recycling bin at the start, and Adam was like, well, let's just put it in the normal rubbish. Obviously, like, the blood drained from my face. I was just like, the horror, no. So I was literally taking all of our recycling over to Sainsbury's and putting everything individually into the bins.
Oh my God.
I know that sounds really extra, but I cannot throw it away. So Adam was just like, okay, I'm on board with you recycling, but like, I'm not driving to Sainsbury's. And I'm like, well, we are. And so now we've got loads of recycling because it's been Christmas and our recycling bin's full. So again, I'm like, we need to go. Can you go to Sainsbury's whilst I'm in London and do the recycling? And he's like, point blank, no. So we have got a pile the size of me in our spare room of recycling that I'm going to have to do because he refuses to do it.
And does that make you mad?
Well, it's annoying.
It's such a weird one, isn't it? Because it's like, some people aren't that bothered about it and other people are, but it's actually about all of us.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, not even like you could just be like, oh, I don't like it. I don't like it when people don't shut the door. I'm trying to think of something, but it's like,
oh, well, at least my world's going to be nice and clean. No, actually, we share the same world. So
yeah,
it's like,
yeah, yeah.
But I think the thing that she's saying, so I can't remember what her name was, in this message.
Chloe.
The thing that Chloe's saying is that her boyfriend just like doesn't care.
And he's taking the piss out of her.
Yeah, I think it would really annoy me if Adam refused to do the recycling in the house.
Yeah.
So, I think that would piss me off. But it's not a sackable offence.
I actually think that maybe she's saying that it is really upsetting her, that maybe he's actually not taking it seriously, thinking that she's being a bit of a... I think people think people are being a bit of a goody-two-shoes.
Yeah.
But if she sat down and said, listen, you know, this is... I think a lot of people, the reason that they do it is because they're anxious about things that are happening and the world and stuff like that. And if she's like, listen, I'm so, like, this is not just me being a clean freak or me just being like, oh, I need to do this. It actually really upsets me. He might then take you a little bit more seriously.
I think it comes down to like your morals and beliefs, doesn't it? So basically you're saying that like this is what you believe in and this is what he believes in, and like you're both not willing to compromise. So that's like getting down to the nitty-gritty of your relationship. That
maybe he's just not educated enough in it though. Like maybe if you start, I don't know, don't do a fucking PowerPoint presentation, but like...
I mean, I'm not against it.
But I mean, I'm sure you could sit down and put a few Netflix documentaries on or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, there's...
Yeah, I think showing someone, one of the Netflix documentaries really is a good way to do it, but that's if he will even sit down and watch it, because if he's laughing at it, he probably thinks you're being a bit extra anyway.
Yeah.
But it would really, really annoy me if my partner was just laughing at me when it was something I actually cared about. That would piss me off.
I think, listen, for me, I would say sit down and tell him how much it's actually, but just be honest, like sit down and say, listen, this is something that's really important to me. I feel really passionate. Like it's the same, like things that I'm passionate about. If Michael just was taking the piss out of something that I was passionate about, regardless of it being recycling or acting or podcast or whatever.
If he was like, oh, your acting's just so silly, it's so frivolous,
if he was like laughing at it, that would really upset me. And I guess it's the same thing, like if you're really passionate about something.
Also, I think in that message you said you'd only been together for six months.
Yeah.
I mean, 6 months moving in together, oh god. I mean, I've done it, like living in London, you kind of have to move in with a boyfriend.
I did it after like 2 weeks. I can't believe it. But I'd never done that before.
I've moved in with every boyfriend, like if it's too soon, then these things, they feel a lot bigger than they are.
And also I think sometimes you can get into the rhythm of stuff, like, and also you probably at 6 months are still being a bit polite.
Yes.
Like, whereas now I'd be like, Michael, will you just take the bins out?
Yes.
Whereas before I'd be like, oh, do you think that maybe they'll... like, oh no, it's fine, I'll do it. Like, do you know what I mean? But now I'm like, can you do that?
Well, even so Adam and I think have been together like maybe like 18 months or something, and just moved in together. And honestly, the difference between, you know, just staying with each other and now moving in, oh my God, there's so many times that we've just been like butting heads about stupid stuff. Like, you know, stuff that you like, it's such a cliche, like leaving the toilet seat up. I'm like, for fuck's sake.
Like,
I don't know if anyone's seen it. There's this South Park episode where the man leaves the toilet seat up and the woman ends up falling down it, and they all have to go to her funeral because she dies.
But it's silly. It is little things like that when I'm like, because it's the things that you just would always do.
Yeah.
And that when someone else doesn't do it, you're like, why?
Yeah. And it's like you just have to
like
adjust.
Shut that cupboard door.
Yes. Yeah.
Or like Michael had a thing of like just not putting things in the bin.
Yeah, that would be absolutely drive me insane.
So it'd just be like things on the side in the kitchen, and I'd be like...
Tea bags in the sink.
But the bin is there. Yeah. Why have you not just gone like this? I don't get it. Yeah. Like, why is there a bin side? I don't get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think give it 6 months. You've been only together for 6 months. Tell him how you feel. If it continues, and also, like, it is kind of a lifestyle as well.
Yeah.
If he's not, you know, being within your lifestyle, and I know this is going really ahead, but if that's someone that you want to have kids with and you want to bring people up with mm-hmm. those kind of morals, and if they're really not the same, then yeah, maybe it is time to think about something different.
Yeah, I think it's not a sackable offence on its own, but if it's genuinely like his morals and yours don't align, then
there's no point.
Yeah. But make sure you get your Christmas present first.
Yeah.
And make sure it's an EK wrapping paper. Yeah.
So, Sophie, thank you so much for being a guest on Dilemmas with Jess Ellis.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
I know. I do love just being a nosy bitch, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. Who doesn't?
And just hearing about other people's problems. But because we played the game at first and we both won, this is the final decider. But if you get a good one again,
yeah,
you've basically just beat this, you've won.
I'm just sending these positive vibes.
Right, I'm gonna go for yellow. Oh my god. Oh, someone's recycling.
I'm gonna go for recycling is best. This is green, right?
Yeah, so that's watermelon or snot.
Okay,
1, 2, 3. Good one. Oh my god, really nice.
Oh yeah, this is watermelon.
We beat the system. You've won.
Has anyone ever won before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I wasn't the first.
But it is Christmas.
But I feel like I've had such a good run that I'm scared. But I kind of want to taste it bad.
Tried.
Is it bad that I want to taste it bad?
No, I would be intrigued too.
Lemon.
No, that's a bit bad. Oh my god.
I'll call it a day at 4.
No. Fucking hell.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, terrible.
Oh my goodness. Oh my god. I can't believe that terrible.
Horrific. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode with Sophie Pawley, and that is the end of Dilemmas Series 2. We have had the best time making this podcast this year. We started in January, and since then we have had hundreds of thousands of listens, which is just incredible. So, thank you so much for listening, for sending in your dilemmas, and for telling your friends and family about Dilemmas too. If you could, we would love you forever if you could subscribe if you haven't done so already. Give us a 5-star rating, and if you're listening on Apple Podcast, then please give us a cheeky little review too, as that helps more people to discover us. Dilemmas will be back in 2020. That sounds weird saying that. 2020 with a brilliant lineup for Series 3, so keep your eyes on our socials at Dilemmas Jess. But keep your eyes on my social media account too, because I'm working on a brand new project with Sam Rebel for the new year, which I literally can't wait to tell you about. So follow me on at Jessica Ellis UK on Twitter and Jealous1987, giving away my age there, on Instagram. So, all that's left to say is thank you again for listening. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a bloody fantastic new year. And don't forget, in an Instagram world where everyone looks like they've got their shit together, nobody has, and you're doing just fine.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Over the Influence.
Hi, we're Sharon Hartley and Freddie Bennett from Over the Influence, the alcohol-free podcast.
Where we are in the UK and across the world, drinking is a deep-rooted part of our culture. We drink to celebrate, we drink to commiserate.
And we drink for just about every other excuse in between.
We're here to have an open conversation about our experiences with alcohol and reflect honestly on how living without it has changed our lives.
So if you've ever thought about going alcohol-free or whether you're just sober curious, our podcast is here to support you on your dry journey.
Over the Influence from Sound Rebel.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.